Gemara. Aruch Hastara, page Beis. It's the very beginning of the Sefer. Page Beis. He writes as follows. Kesem dam al beged o al sadin sivoni o al tachbosha shel tzem megefen shekoren pad, even if it's white, afilu begodol shel kama shkolim, you know, the shekel coin in Eretz Yisrael, it's pretty small, ad legodol orech verochav shel kesholosh etzbos gedolos shehu kishisha centimeters al tisha centimeters lo matami v'chenim rosa afilu pamayim b'yom echad begodol orech verochav shel kishtei etzbos gedolos shehu ka'arba centimeters al tisha centimeters lo nitmes. It's considered a kesem, not a ria.
He said it.
Okay, so I just wanted to read it to you from the original. This is comments from the library. Remembered by Yitzchok Isaac Kahana, who was a dying and more ascetic in the Bezdin of Eda Charedes Yerushalayim. The famous Dumitz Eda Charedes Yerakosh Yerushalayim. And he's a Rav and a Bezdin, a few other titles that he has. And it's written the same with Yer Tovshin Ayan Aleph in Yerushalayim. Okay? You shouldn't think I made it up. It's right here. Okay? So this is first order of business for today. Let's continue. Yeah.
Does he try to give like a scientific logic for the flow difference?
They have to draw a line somewhere. A flow is a re'ia. And a re'ia does not have the coolest of ksamim. That's clear. But no one's wanting to put a number on it.
Yeah.
He put a number on it. So it's too big. You can no longer view it as a kesem. Well, you have to ask a shah by a rov. Till that amount, you don't have to ask a rov, he says. That's small, so if it has the coolest of ksamim, then you can be a maker. But if it gets bigger, time to ask a rov. Fine. Now, back to my sefer Tochazi. Gvaldik. This is in Simon, for those who want to follow later on, it's in Simon Zion, Osir Aleph. A mahalach nosuf bekeshel adin hargoshe bizmanenu. Taken from the Pardes Rimonim. Oh, Shagdis. What's about Shkul Yavor Shneim? Tadishmamina. Hainu Taima, and this is what we had discussed with Avi last week. Shum the Tarvayu Chad Taima Islu. And he gives a quotation. I have the Pardes Rimonim is right over here. He even tells you the page number. It's Pischei Nida, which is the introduction. It's Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Maskul Ulam. I could read it from here, but the print is bigger over here, so I'd rather read it from here. But here it is. Ulam. Okay? Let's see what it says. The Kamod Mitarina and Mishapir, excuse me, Shpir Vechaticha, Shem De'ein Derech Riyah Bekach, Kimoke Mitarina and Roa Beliagosha, Gam came a high time of Hanal, De'ein Derech Riyah Bekach. The darkon shall kol anoshim lahargish beis shadam zav migufa. V'zeu d'arshin and mikra d'bibsara shalotim ha'torah rakim rosa k'derech shanoshim rohos. Ava rosa shalot k'derech riyas kol anoshim harei tahora. V'nismat mizeh rosa b'shur v'chaticha. One. V'chein rosa b'lihargosha. The koze eino derech riyas kol anoshim v'chanal. Oh! This is what I said from the very beginning. This is my pshat. I found it in print. The Pardes Rimonim says, so right over here, right in front of us. Oh, interesting. Then he thinks Pshat is that the same idea is found in Beis Meir. Tadishma mina she'ein derech liros shelo b'hagosha. Okay, and this Beis Meir is quoted by the Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch. and the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva in Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph. Okay, he says. Hakpadahu sheyiye kederech dam nidus. That's takpada. But this I think I can show you, because this is a chasam sofa we have. I got on the screen, no? Till now, it's far much I'm sure I could get. This. Where am I? This. Here? Okay. Look at the chasam sofa. We can see it inside. Always good to see things inside, even if it's a brief quotation. Especially from the Chasam Sofer, a very authoritative source. Oh boy. Gotta make it bigger. Paragraph which starts with the word ode. If you can find it for me. Here it is. Ode. Yeah. Here it is. He's discussing the question over here. The Makbid Kral Agoshten. Hakpadahu, here's a line. Shek derech dam nidus. V'chomine mosara shekoach adocha docha osam shadova hanitcha gorem shum hergish visoras v'guv, etc., etc., wherever it may be. Ein derech liroskach. So once again, it's a question of derech versus not derech. And the chosach asam sover as in his chidushim on daf nun zayinim and beis as well. And others say the same thing as well. Umemela, yesh liton shebizmanenu, shederech rias rov kol anoshim, rov kechol anoshim, liras below hagosha, im kein abe shapir ria kederech v'tilmemena t'meimena Torah. Baruch Hashem. That's what I said. That's what I said. And, it is found in Paradis Rimonim, it gives you, again, it's sof hapsicha. After he says this word, he has the following quotation. I'm not going to show it from inside. I'll read it from here. It's easier. It's shorter. Shetire kederech shenoshim roos v'kol shalaros v'kein ein zu derech riyosa u'torah men ha'torah u'me'atel v'fizeh yesh loma tahashta b'zman hazeh she'ein ha'noshim v'kiyos v'psichos p'yamokar, as the Shav Yaakov already said, harei roosa kederech riyosa tamin u'tmeh men ha'torah. Exactly what I said. Then he quotes Rav Yashiv. Do we have Rav Yashiv's Shuvas? I forgot. No. We don't, unfortunately. Kovitz Shuvas Chelik Aleph Simen Pei Dalim. Ein Atuma Tluya Baragosha. Rakam Yadina Bebirish Lorigisha Az Yesh Greyus of Aria Favi Sibul Atar. And he brings a Raya from Ketana Bas Yom Echad. I think I showed it to you. The Gemara Mesech Tanita Daf Lamed Beis. I actually didn't feel anything. Rak Im Eina Mageshes Oz Havi Greyusa. That's what the Ragged Sheva said. Okay, and he quotes his son-in-law, Levushe Oz. I'm not sure who wrote that safe. Is it Mazir Lorbach?
Yeah,
well, you have it?
Well, I had it.
Okay, bring it back. It's a son-in-law with Levushe Oz. That's obviously a big time with Chacham. Rabbi Israel Lorbach is Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's son and Rabbi Yashiv's son-in-law. Hey. That's not too. Can I tell you at least a joke once? I have time for too many jokes, but this I'll tell you. Rabbi Chanoch Teller told me this one. That the late Rebbetzin Orbach, Rebbetzin Leah Orbach, who's Rabbi Yoshua's daughter, they live in Beit Hagan. So she went into an optometrist because she wanted to buy new glasses. So the optometrist told her, maybe you're more interested in this new kind of glasses. It's called photograys. Anyone know what a photogray is? You know what it means? You have photographs? You go into the sun and it turns into sunglasses. So the lady says to her, she says, I don't know what to do about this. My father thinks it's usser. my father-in-law thinks it's mutter. She says to him, lady, will you stop with your father and father-in-law? Why don't you just go and ask a posek? That's why Mechanoch tell a joke about this. So her husband is Bala Mechaba Levushe Oz. I'd like to see what he says over there. Okay, so this is important. Now, he says that Rav Usher Weiss is not convinced that Rav Yosha's proof is a good proof. Why? Quote, Lo bririli pshitusa delay the bebas yom echad leka hargosha. Umehechi teisa lo makeim. Tiyeshe degam tinogus yesh lor hargosha. Kashem sheyesh lor hargoshas keiv yirov b'tzoma. Av she'ein hiya eiro lehargish shoseho. It's hard for me to believe it. That's correct. If she had a... What Rav Usher Weiss is saying, and some have said this, she had a hargosha. Yeah, but the amount of blood that comes out is minuscule, and therefore it's hard to believe that that really was a hargosha. And that's why I think that Rav Yosher was right, and Rav Usher Weiss is not right in this particular case. I'm not giving any general rules. That's what I thought. Let's go a little bit further. So this is something which is interesting. Footnote 79 asks my kasha. L'chori yesh l'hakshas al mahalach hanal do kaimlin k'chachamim bava metziah kufta zeva menalf do darshin in time of the crow. Goes to Rambam paskins that way. So he has various terutzim. L'chum riyah darshin in time of the crow, or when do we say lo dashina time of the crow? When pashted the crow mashmata in chiluk, but pshara poskis mashmata kamo atam shabbat dashina time of the crow. I'm not sure if that applies in this particular case. I thought the answer is as follows: dashina time of the drasha, lo dashina time of the crow is a pafarish pasuk, so we can't start saying, well, the pshat in the pasuk is this way. Lo sachbol beged almana. So it's because of the question of poverty, so Amon Ashir wouldn't be included. No, that we don't say. But Darshin and Tamad the Drasha, I think we do say. Fine. Ad Kan Simon Zion, his beautiful Sefer called Tochazi. Bochashim. Simon Ches. Okay. We had spoken about this one more time. We have to go through it again. Let's open the Gemara, Bosai. Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Have to go through one more. Keeps coming up over and over and over again, but it's a critical issue, as we brought up. Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara keeps having the following shayla, right? Either Argasha, Alav the Lo Argasha, the Olam the Argasha. We had the question. Remember, we saw the Machta Shekel right at the beginning of Kuf Pegim, the very one. I think it was Beis. What's Pshat? She did feel. Or she didn't feel. Which way did she make the mistake? Right? So we had this, we discussed those two pshatim in the Machtis HaShekel a while ago. And he quotes, as we said earlier, that Rashi is mashma the first pshat. That's the posh pshat in the Gemara is that way. Let's look at the Gemara. Edi Agasha. Everyone look inside, please. It's the fourth from the last narrow line. Edi Agasha. Ogul Amai Tor. Okay, obviously means she felt something. So too, when they give the Teretz, Liolam the Argasha, it means exactly the same thing as it meant then. That's a Poshit Pshat in the Gemara, it's the Bax of Shekel's first Pshat. This being the case, that one can argue that B'dikas Eid is the Rabbanon, exactly what the Tzemach Tzedek said. Oh. However, the Sidrei Tara, again we saw this once before, says that's the Poshit Pshat in the Gemara, that's true. Can we all look? I want to look inside in a safe. Can you open up your Sidrei Tara? Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch. Please look inside. Kuf, Tzadi, Sif Kotten, Samach Zayin. Can we look inside together? Sidrei Tara, Kuf, Tzadi, Sif Kotten, Samach Zayin. Here's Samach Zayin. It's quite a long piece as usual. This is a Dibra Maskel. Umihu. More than one Umihu. This is the tshuva she wrote to her son. turning pages. Very, very long, I missed it. Can't find it after all that. But the lush of the Sidre Tara, if you can find it, let me know. Mikom makom talkeva neshetalina lahokil ramina shetasa mikol shekein sheish lochus lahachmir afa pisha mashalove gisha sheish lomesh gisha v'tasa ein and tashmish etc. etc. And he wanted me to write from Rashi. Rashi on here on Daphne Zion with Bayes learned the first pshat, and yet Rashi and Avgimel and Aleph seems to be worried about the toss in the opposite direction as well. We quoted that, of course, from the Binas Odom. Okay, let's take a look on the Rashi if you don't mind. Rashi, Gimel and Aleph, Margeshes. We've been here before. Rashi, Gimel and Aleph, Margeshes. Kolomai Yodas Biatzma Kshayotse Dami Mena Vomed Lo Agash Amiesmo Vare Hashtar Bibdigas Eid Nofak. So this implies that she felt nothing, and still we said she made a mistake, and it really was Argosha. That's what Tosfos says over here, end of Tosfos Maslam Argeshes. Rashi Pirish Masha Achshav Lo Regisha Kesvura Hagoshes Eidu. So she mixed it up in the other direction. I but Rashi said it in Zayman Bey's other way. Rashi Nazar has the first shot, he has the second shot. So the Achronim say he can make a mistake in both directions. So that's exactly what we saw in the Binas Adam said that. If you take a look over here in the Tosfos HaRosh, Gimel and Aleph, Ho v'isha mageshes v'atzma, v'im toma chazoya below hagosha ma'ika le'meimar. Give a look inside, please. Gimel and Aleph in the Tosfos HaRosh. Upirish Rashi, Haid lo argisha achshav shem desvur agoshes eid avoy. V'chiyagavna amrina and bereisha roa kesem. What does v'chiyagavna mean? Something similar or something identical? Who's an expert in language? What does v'chiyagavna mean? Similar or identical? It's hard to know. It could probably mean either. That's exactly the question. That's the question. As a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Ritva, take a look in the Ritva over here. Let's turn. Yes, watch this. Masha Pirish Rashi. Ho, v'yishe margeshes v'yatzma v'zu keman shlore gishe esmo. V'are hashtu b'bdiga se'ed nafal dam. Klomar. V'eima mishum k'nises eid lo regisha kisru agoshes eidi. U'kid de amrinon de kavoso. V'perak aro adam. What does the kavoso mean? Like it. So again, you don't know for sure what it means. That's exactly what he points out in this beautiful Sefer, that it might mean it's not the same thing, it's something similar. He says it as follows. The Ritva in the Sutta Gemara Kipshuto, we call the first pshat. But you can say if I care too. Lashon the Ritva. Kamina Kavasa, the Perakaroa. With the cost of the Kavasa, Masha the Talmud Amari Ipcha. Note 86. Okay, so it's. That's to get me to the conclusion. You can make a mistake in either direction. What about the Rashba? What does the Rashba say? Let's take a look at Rashba and Torah Sabayas. Let's look at the Mishmeres Sabayas. By Zion. Shardown. to help me find it. They have page numbers here sometimes. You're looking for Yud Ches Amud Beis. Whoops. Yud Ches Amud Beis. Okay. Talks about a situation of Hagosha. Anybody find the word Hagosha here anywhere? Anybody? Yeah. Uva Hagosha Asa? Oh. What are we afraid about over here? The Vada Meguvas of Hagosha Asa. Ela de Kasavra Hagosha's 80 Kid Isa the Perik Haroa. Sounds like she really did have Hagosha. Okay. What does it mean? Which way is he learning Pshat? One way, the other way. So again, it could be a mistake in either direction. I don't want to be marachin too much in it. That's a discussion. Fine. It's interesting. How do you learn Pshat in a particular Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef has an expression. I'll try to show it to you on the Beis Yosef if they have the ability to show it to you. In other words, if they have it divided into Sifkot, into Sifim. Beis Yosef. Do they have Sifim over here? Yeah, they do, in green. Oh, good. Look for Lama Dalit. It's quite a way off. Yeah. It's a lengthy simon. Getting places. Oh, passed it already. Whoops. Goes from Lamed Beis to Lamed Hey. Alright, who can find me Lamed Dalet?
In many sections also.
Okay, you have the. Oh boy. I passed it already? Looks like. You have it to hit a little bad mazel. The one that we want to find is out of order in the different sections. Also, Lamed Beis, Lamed Hey, Lamed Aleph. I'm lost. Can't find them. Sorry. Somewhere there, you'll see, and then on the print that I have in my house, I was able to find it very quickly. But he quotes over there in the Beis Yosef as follows: "The cave on the Lohi Gisha, Raglayim Ledover, Shelo Ba Migufa." Ulefichach tolin, talk about the dam ogul. And the Gemara Nun Zayin Beis says, Agasha, the Mustib Shah, she didn't feel it. And we say she was Magash. That's like the second Shah. It's like the second Shah. And as a matter of fact, I think we can hopefully find the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who quotes this. What's the Lamed Hey?
It's the one that's the way they have it set up here.
Okay.
The middle
Lamed Hey. Okay, I'm sorry I missed it. Let's see over here. This is a Shulchan Aruch Harav. And he quotes this. Let's see. Strike. not sure how this is going to work. Oh, sorry. He said, "Afkshir Gisha Arminan Hagoshes Edu." He said, "Bigamora." Aval Beis Yosef, because of a time that came in Shlora Gisha Raglayim Ledover Shlora Migufa Lefichach Tolan B'Mash Efshelitlos Pachas Mikigvit etc. B'Makoles. So he discusses this question again. It's not completely clear from the Alter Rebbe which way it's going. In any event, the Pardes Rimonim says the second pshat is dochuk v'rochuk, and he learns pshat in that Beis Yosef that we couldn't find, that lo regisha before she put the yed in. But the Beis Yosef is moder that when he regisha b'shas b'dika talina b'eid, like the first pshat. What's a machlokes? Okay, so we're not going to resolve this machlokes, but let's take a look at the Gemara. You're on both sides. Is the Gemara Masechta Shavuos? I think it's on the Maror Makomos. I still haven't seen the Maror Makomos. My own Maror Makomos haven't been never given to me. So if someone could print it out for me, it'd be helpful. I want. And then we'll finish it. Well, you got it. You never. I think Ike. You all have it, don't you? Yeah, but I don't have it. So I want to make sure. Has anyone finished those Maror Makomos yet? Not yet. Okay. So I don't know when you need new ones. That's a Gemara in Shavuos. I believe it's on the Makaros, I believe. Okay. Watch this. Questions like this. What's the case? More complicated story. Elabish ain samach levesta, but man, you name a betamut chochum, v'lo chodah v'lo mechayev, aknisa onus aprisha mezit, iba amoritz, chodah mechayev aprisha, chodah meravino, olam besamach levesta, betamut chochum lezu, betamut chochum lezu. I'm not going to go into all the problem of this particular sugya. A little bit further. Omar Rava, betarvayo taninu. Tanisa Tanina, Prisha Tanina, Prisha Tanina, the Katani, Hoy Meshamish in my Torah, it's the first riff. Right. Whoever wants to see this inside on a printed page, aside from seeing this on the screen, it's the first riff, the very first, he quotes the Mishnah. Hoy Meshamish, page Aleph. Hoy Meshamish in my Torah, of Amalonit Mesi, Prish Miyad, Chayov. Okay? That's the mefurish of the first two lines in the riff of Nichos Nida. Okay? So the Gemara quotes it over here in Shavuos Ha'Yud Chesam and Aleph. So you have a case where the person is Chayav on Prisha. Knisa Tanina, Nimtzal Shalo, that's our Mishnah in Nida Yudalit, Tumein, V'Chayav and V'Korban. My love, V'Somach Levesta, via Knisa. He's chayav on the Knesset, right? That's what the Rava says. It's a mefurash Mishnah. Chayav on the Knesset. Why is he chayav? He's doing a mitzvah of being with his wife. No, it's samach levesta. Only Avada Baras to the Rava. No, lo neimalach b'shalo samach levesta. V'aprisha v'chitem aprisha l'amali hatana. We already know aprisha. We have this mefurash Mishnah in Masechet Shavuos Yudalim and Beis. Finally, on and Yud Chesem and Aleph. We know it already. Hatana le. The whole reason for the Mishnah Nidu Yudal is tell you it's all on really on Prisha. Nimtzal Shalah Tmeyim Misafek Upturim and Akorban. The Aydin the boy missed it. Nimtzal Shalah Tana Nami Nimtzal Al Shalah. Okay, so some machlokas what's shot over here in the Mishnah Yudches. Called the Rav Yechayim on the Knisa, Rav Adat Yechayim on the Prisha. Fine. Oh, but the Ravina the Ravada. Me motis liuk me lahibisha lo samach levesta vaprisha. Vahonimtsa katani. Vinimtsa lebosar hachi mashma. Vaprisha me kora ki porishle me kora havela yadia. Nimtsa is only found out later on. Frank Ravina, but if you would, in this case, you knew about it beforehand. You know beforehand. Oh. Now we go back to the Sidre Tara with this Gemara. I tried to find it before. I couldn't find it. Maybe help me if I find this time. Same Sifkotan. Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sifkotan, Samach Zayin. The paragraph begins, Gam Hasugya. All these I found at one point in time. Anybody?
Yeah.
Where's Gam Hasugya? There's so many paragraphs. It's very long. Oh, I found it. I found it. I don't know how you're going to find it. It's well into the paragraph begins Gam Hasugya. And my print is paged Tov Samach Vav. You have a different print than I have. It's maybe halfway through. I don't know. Approximately. It's a very long Sifkot and Samach Zayin. I'll start reading it. Gam Hasugya Deshuah Shitchesem and Aleph Yev Shalalo Temuk Yulav Shalom Samach Levesev Aprisha Umak Shalzeh Vonim Tzakotani. Right, that's Ravina's question. Vonim tzokatani, nim tzol baaser hachimashi. Appreciate mekarki pasha mekar. Have the idea. The more backs out. More backs out based on this. My kusha, dilma affect the shidre tara. Rolam appreciate with the mechayim. Vodikatani nim tzok. To the mai the mukam hashas hoch al kocha behergisha mairi. Vim kain dilma meshamochi chayv appreciate. Fishahi armar shergisha. V'hoyalo lifrosh, v'lo havi ones, v'yim kain, shaper katoni losha nimtza, why? D'achakach nizbara sharosa v'ragoshas damaya. Ha! He didn't know that before. He thought that he didn't know what it was. Ragosha. So it could have been dam, it could have been shamash, it could have been anything. V'yain loma disvirle la shas, dafilu hochi lo shayach nimisti losha nimtza, the nimtza mashmashu dava chodosh. Right? Rabosai, we have the word nimsa and the Mars either Agasha. According to this understanding, no! What's any kind of Agasha whatsoever? The word nimsa is inappropriate. Psh. Great kasha. So what must be pshat? What must be pshat? Pshat must be the second pshat. Elevate the sphere of the shas. What does it mean? Or the book of the argosha. Lav shehi omer esher gisha. Rak bemes hi lo gisha. Rak she'onu omer shehod lo argosha vishi tosem esav lo gisha. V'tolser agosha b'midi achrina. V'av shalosh and dochuk b'shas v'fizeh. You have to say because of this kasha. He quotes the Rashi in Mishmeres Habayis, which we saw a few times before. What's Mishmeres Habayis? Again, he quotes it over here. Paragraph begins Lachein Nira. He says, V'adai b'eir abodok b'en ogol b'en moshuk t'mei anida. D'vadai miguf asya uver hagosha asya. Ela d'sovra hagosha s'edu. K'di isa perakaroa. Kiddisa means the second pshat. It goes to Ran and Av Gimel. But we said before that there could be Kavosei. It's not a proof that it's exactly the same case. It could be something similar in the opposite direction. However, once again, the Pardes Rimonim says, no, you are wrong, Sidre Tara. This is found in Pischei Nida, and what they call over here, Chakira Dalid. And it's, we're looking over here in this edition, it's page I believe it's Chav Gimel Amud Dalet. You only have the four columns, okay? As he quotes Chav Gimel Amud Dalet. He says, no, Nimta means even if there was a previous Hagosha which is not clear. Why? Why is he using the word Nimta? Because even though she felt something, he thinks he's even able to do the prisha before the dam will pass the magic line of Ben Hashinayim. I'm reading the Lashon of the Parashah from inside. It's page Chav Gimel Amud Dalet, page 46, column 2, towards the bottom. It's like this. He says as follows. Wow. He thinks he can get out in time, if you will. So therefore, he says, this is a possible pshat. We can consider to be, in that category would be, an onus. That's where Abba did not say pshat like Rava. And if you look at the Balamon and the Ramban, right over here, on page Aleph, in the Rif, they talk about it. I'm not going to be marach right now at this point. Take a look over here. Right over here, it's discussed. Right? The Balamor talks about it. Again, I'm not going to every prat to prat, but he can be a prisha, nami is onesu. He thought he could be yot porish in time. Okay? And there are Balamor and Rabban talk about this question. So I'm not going to go into this in any more detail. Suffice to say, there are no Rias Berurus at all. Now, there is one Raya. This Raya is quoted by the Sidrei Tara in the name of his son. Yeah, the son is obviously a big time Chacham. And let's take a look, if you will, in the Raya that if you can find it. Again, I'm trying to find everything inside. You can look it up. This is in Kuf Tzadi Sifkoden Tzadi Gimel. Okay? Take a look. Again, it's all such long pieces. It's hard to find things. I'm looking for the words Nachzer al Rishonos. Anybody can help me out? Got it? Barilan, I see you did a search.
I got it also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
How?
It's very far in.
Far in, but it's not by the end either. Barilan is better than me. Anyway, if you look at it in the Sidrei Tara, Nachzer al Rishonos. Obviously, I couldn't find it. I must have missed it. Where he says that there is the following raya. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Okay? A proof that Yehoshish Midaraisa for Hagosha's aid from a Mefurish Gemara. This is really a Mefurish Gemara at first glance. We saw the Gemara a while ago. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. What does it say in the Gemara? What does it say? Let's read the Gemara from the top. Isha Mao Shetivdok Atzal Nebala Nokbo Porish. Next Gemara, fifth line. Isha Mao Shetivdok Atzal Kshir Vesis Kelechayev Bala Chatos. How can you be Chayev Chatos? Where's our Gosha over here? Must be a Bedikas A is a Hagosha. Black on white. Apparently. I don't know. It's a good question. So, here in this beautiful Sefer, it's still in the same parak, I believe. Os Yud Zion, he quotes his proof. Then he quotes that there are those who reject this proof in different ways. Hosam Mari Os Yutes B'margeshes Tzar B'shas Tashmish V'afilu Hochi Eina Mechuyevas Livdok Achatashmish B'esh Lo Yenibo Nokvo Porish behind the timer. Shum the ev shalidlo tzar zeh baragosh es atashmish. Aval im tim tzadam b'shir v'esas liyachar atashmish, ika chiyav chatos, cheskos ubo baragosho, kemen shigish tzar ha-baragosh es adam. In other words, it's not the ha-gosh es ha-eid itself, it's the ha-gosh es atashmish. She feels tzar. That's what it says. Fine. Why? Since she told him that she's Margesh's tsar, what was his status? He was not required to be Porish for Eva Mace. He had a right to assume it's Star Tashmish Nadam. But he's not an onus. And it's very meduyak, Rabosai. Ishamal Shetivdok Atza Bishir Vesis Yelachayev Balochatos. What kind of Bala? What about her? What kind of Bala? Why only Bala? She's Potter. Well, because she has nothing. She can't do anything about it. Nothing to do about it. And that's what the Predeya says as well. And if that's the case, Adarabba, you see from the Gemara that the Hasidavka be a Hargosha. So the Raya that was brought from Sisqua, you don't need Hargosha, because Eid itself is a Daraisa. No! The Hargosha is Hargosha Shamsh. But the truth is, we can knock all the rayas off by looking in the Tosfos HaRosh. Take a look at Moshe in Tosfos HaRosh right over here on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Top right, the top line. Kedei l'chayev alachadas al korchach samach levesta ayri l'shalom b'samach levesta lo mechayev chadas onesu p'shuos yud ches teima maiko mahadaleim kein limonok vo poresh halo chayev l'nifosh samach levesta kedis onesu. What do you mean? He should separate. V'dochak loma shemitoch kach yifosh shalom b'shas vesta v'nirali d'lav davka ko'omar l'chayev ba'lachatas el kolomar lios b'isur chatas heged lo onis. It's taka not talking b'shas vesta, and there's no chiyev chatas, it's just an isur which would be related to chatas. So therefore there's no, so then you have no proof whatsoever. There could be an isur of any sort. We don't know. Doesn't mean the chayev chadas. Isu chadas, when you wouldn't be an onus. So from the perspective of the knisa, shalom b'shas vesta, he says it's an isa daraisa, perhaps without hargosha. Hagisha b'tosa the shamashu. Maybe. Comes the partis rimonim klishitos, says, no, there was a hargosha. Avada, she's required to check herself out. But the shaila is, she is going to check her out on the outside. We call a kinuach. And the shaila is, what if she wants to do an internal examination, to do a lifnim leproza, without chorim ustokim, which is also called a kinuach. That's the Gemara shaila. So the kitzur nimritz, there are many ways to understanding more than if you base them up. We cannot be determined for sure what the words mean. Comes now one more proof from the crazy you place from the Gemara Bosai, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Give a look. Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We've been here before. This is the Gemara that was discussed yesterday. But the anatomy, right? This is the Mashal, right? This is the Mishnah of the Mashal, Cheder, Prozor, etc., etc., etc. So in the middle of this Gemara, we have the concept over here. Nimtze v'proza sovektam svegotam v'shaches koso min hamokor. So the question becomes, what's the case? If there was a hargosha presumably means psichos pi hamokor, of course it's from the mokor. And if it's not min hamokor, so why does the Gemara say later on in discussing this din, Rabosai, take a look a little bit later on, dama nimtze v'proza chayav al abiyas miklish v'sorf and alav es atruma. Rabbeinu Shalom, why? If there's no Hargosha, so why is there Strafus Truma V'Kachim? Tara says it must be, she made a mistake. She had a Hargosha, and she felt it was Hargosha's aid. So we can say, Tara does not require Hargosha. Or, the Raya only works according to the opinion that says that Hargosha's Psichas HaMakar. But there are other interpretations of what's considered to be Hargosha. So the kitzah, once again, this is not going to be completely proof. The Alter Rebbe said, we mentioned one more time, that an aid is not mekabel tuma, and therefore the only reason why an aid bedika mashu is no good because of a chashash hagasha daraisa. We can knock off the rabbi, what we said already a while ago, Rabosai. So we started the shiur today. Not everything without a hagasha has a category of a kesem. It could be what's called an isa derabbanon. We said before, a ria below hagasha is derabbanon. And so to bedikas aid, even if there's no chashash hagasha daraisa, we don't view it as a kesem. We view it as a ria midrabbanon. Interestingly, there's something really amazing. I'm just skipping way ahead because time is short. In Siman Tes, footnote 137, quotes of Bavadja. Listen to this. Taras Abayis, it tells you the page number. Chelek Aleph, or the Siman number, Siman Aleph Sefei. He relies on the Sefer Neta Shashuim. Who is the Neta Shashuim? What did the Neta Shashuim say? The Neta Shashuim said that if a woman did a bedika and she says, I felt nothing. So she's borili shalor gashti. I don't think we have the Shashuim on our Barilan. I doubt it. He quotes it verbatim over here in Oz Tes. What the Neta Shashuim says? Like this. That's what he says. This is the Neta Shashua. Okay? So there's no Chashasha Doraisa. And therefore he suggests the less than the gris, it's Kesem, and it's Mutter. And he asked the Kash over here, Mutter? Rabbi said it's Mutter? No. All the Neta Shashua meant to say is that it's only us in Midrabanan, not Midoraisa. But if you look in the Taras Abayis, it seems to say Ela Eladin Eksamim Shetor Atshir Kegris Viod V'chein Shah Kulos Sheesh Medin Eksamim. How can that be? So he quotes who's Ratzavi? If you talk about Tzavi, anybody know who he is? Okay, but I don't know who he is. Shut Ola Sitzon. Shut Tama Bezel Atar Sabayis. Masha Heikel Bezel Kishgogo Shiosim Lefnei HaShalit. Rabbi Vadi made a mistake. Why? Tafilu La Poskim Desfilu Shein Echlachsha Shlagosha Bebdigas A. Mikoma Gomodu Shein Lehokol Bemotza Bebdigas Pogol Bekegris. Shri Oso Mokom Boduk Etzel Makolis, the Gemara says. When we call a poskim shehevi taras abayis ain rael hakol bedinu hanal pushin shem nim sedam be'ed bedika afilu kol shu tmeya v'shkein morin kol bale hara. Rabbi Vajit quotes this Oles Yitzchak. See, Rabbi Vajit, look at this, watch this. We have Yabiyo, what we can get, right? Where's Rabbi Vajit? Yeah, be a Omer. Chelek Ches Yeredeya. Okay. Oh boy. Oh, Neta Shashuim. Did I see it or didn't I see it? Ain't it Tmeila Midrabbanan? And I quoted it back where in Taras Abayis. Then he says, Hilchoch Ain't it Tmeila Kibikris Viod. He quotes the Sheir Levi. True, when my Dora Chadashi changed his mind. I know that it's false mission. I liked the Sheva Levi before he changed his mind. Oh, Olas Yitzchak, Risha Kosar. If Nimsa Dam Tibik Achara Lepochas Mibdigas A, Poshet Ubaro Shetumel Chuliyama, V'chein Morin Kobali Horo, V'tema Otzum on the Taras Abayis, who says only the Rabbanon, V'tumid Krisgalo, V'chilas Kvot Teros Zuminayelo, Da-da-da, Netashashuim, the Rabbanon. But so what? It's still the Otzum of the Rabbanon, Adkan. Hine Haroa Dvarav Yachshav Sheitarti Mibdigas A, Adke Grisvio. Mekitzah Nimitz, Rabbi Avadi was unfairly accused of being mata even a bedika be'omek, like the Netta Shashuim. And he said, I never said it. Okay, he never said it. The Pashtus is, I would say, it's Osim Bedir Abonon, as I said before, it's a Dova Shemiminyan. We're not afraid that it was Bahar Gosha. We're not afraid. How can it be Bahar Gosha? One drop. It's typical Chardal. One drop. The Ritva said there's no Argosh in one drop. Where's the Ritva? The very beginning of the Masechta. Can anyone find it for me? Kul yamash yotza dam tipa kachar leproza tmeh min haTorah kedichsiv b'psara. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm not finding it. Somewhere in the Ritva, where's the words dam tipa? V'dam tipa kachar lel Korov Lotes below Hagosha. Off in the Ritva. One drop. Well, that's going to come out without Hagosha. Right? Without Hagosha. As a matter of fact, can we try one more time to sit Ritva? We've struck out a few times. Can we have two strikes? We're in 0 and 2. Let's take a look to the Sid Ritva. Sorry? You asked the first line. Steer between this and that.
The next line.
Hold on. Whoa. Dam tibik acharam, korlas is lo ragosha. Okay. Again. Hashtag that the hocha came down lashon es b'tam v'gul fachazir. V'dam tibik acharam korlas lo ragosha. The royal lochash lo that she saw before. O midaraisa midarabana duru cheskasa. Not the tipa, something else was seen. That's why I understood it. I have a bigger question from here.
The first line also.
First line. Kulma shiyotza dam tipa v'kachara l'proza tmeh min haTorah v'psara. I said later on, not that way. So that's... I don't know, not sure. B'kitza nimitz, let's take a look. Our last chance today. Kuf tzadi, the end of Samach Zayin. Okay, we're going to start backwards this time. You know, with better luck, we start from the end. Everyone, please turn to the end of Samach Zayin. Okay? End of Samach Zayin in Sidrei Tara. Towards the very end. Everyone, see the words V'im Kain? I found it. V'im Kain. Towards the very end of V'im Kain, it's a page before the end of Samach Zayin, he writes as follows. He says, V'nido didan shadakan hanikartin lava belo agosha v'su v'tipin k'tanem ke'elu ev shaloma d'cheskoson shabo shaloba hagosha t'mikoa katnuson lo hirgisha. He quotes the prisha reishim akuf tzadi beis tafila v'tipin shikachardo yeshloma machmas katnuson lo hirgisha. Koshken tipen elu shenktanen bioser. So there is a concept that a very small amount that comes out is no hagosha whatsoever. Okay, this is what he says over here. Now, question, gentlemen, let's try to use our heads. Take a look over here, right over. It's right in front of us. Right in front of us. It's let's see, how many paragraphs before? One, two, three paragraphs earlier. Watch this. What are you saying? Hol v'tam and rohi below agosha. V'ein svar lomar. Everyone's looking inside. The olam lomar hagoshas edu ein nira. Watch this. Mele by Tashmish, we can say Tashmish is Gorim Argosha. Mele. Okay, fine. Made a mistake. Mashenke be'isha sheroa kiminsaras below Argosha. Mayamrit. Dilma Argosha's Edu? Listen to these words. V'imkena to Omer, the Bechopam shehoise bodekes as atzva be'ed, be'osapam niftachamoko. V'kivno as arega kesuma baruba, shehoise tomen no telas ha'ed. How can you say that it's confusing? It really was Argosha, and she mixed it up with Argosha's aid, and every single moment she made that mistake? Every single moment she made the mistake? How can that be? So he says, and I just have to end with this because we have out of time. We'll have to finish this tomorrow. Look what he says over here. Unbelievable. I thought this teretz is pretty big dochak. It's in Simon Yud Beis in this Sefer Os Dalet. It's a tremendous kash. So what does he say? He quotes the poskim and say, listen, Afal gav she ein pulos abedika atzma go remes lo tzoras dam like tashmish mikomakom klape hadin anu donim shadam yotza davka b'shas abedika lo kodem. Why? Because of cheskas tara. Kach agdara shel tara ish amen ha'isha cheskas tarasa ad shas metzias adam. So they were going to say he has pitmia kesuma baruba at every time you press the A down, that's when the dam comes? Pitmia? Answer, yes, v'nichusa. How can it be, if you're going statistically? Don't go with statistics, go with chazokas. So the chazokas is broken now, that's when the hagosha came. I don't know, I'm not, it seems to me this is a pretty big dochak, if you ask me. Just imagine, every single time, just at that moment, when the little book, that's just at that moment, there was a psichos v'yamaka, and it was just at that very moment, statistically impossible. He says we go with Chazaka. To me, it still seems to be somewhat difficult. We're both going to stop. We're out of time. Tomorrow we'll continue with these inyan. You have to tell me when you want Numar Makomas. We have to discuss when it'll be next Bechina. That's something we should talk about as well. I'm not rushing you, but just putting it on the Al Shulchan Malachim, Al Malki Rabbanan, to discuss, when.